Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Tiger Woods, man, the voicemail. It's not the first celebrity we've heard from to get busted on voicemail, right?
Yeah. John Gosselin just a couple of weeks ago because Michael Logan had taped it, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll start with Tiger again here, okay? This was just from a couple of days ago when Tiger's in a bit of a panic.
It's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you. So if you can, please take your name off that. And, just have it as a number on the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. That's it. Okay, you gotta do this for me. Huge. Quickly. Alright, bye.
I was reading somewhere the other day that he actually left that voicemail the day before Thanksgiving. So that could have caused the Thanksgiving Day fight.
Yeah, it was the 24th, I think. Whatever day the 24th was, is that?
Yeah, the day before.
Say that to me one more time.
Yep. He left that on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. and then Thanksgiving night into Friday. Wasn't that when?
Well, no, because didn't they say that he left that for the Grubs,
mm-hmm.
and it was
number
the
two.
Ukulele. What's her name?
Rachel. You could tell me.
Mm-hmm. You could tell me.
You could
trust me.
Yeah, she's the one who is supposed to have started the fight that busted up his house.
Well,
he's leaving too much, dude. You got people to leave messages for you.
Well, and I think his whole thing, my wife just went through my phone. Mm-hmm. I mean, no telling how many people were in there. So I think that's what started that fight.
All right, so here you have the classic Alan Baldwin. This one's actually difficult to listen to. Because remember how he got off on his daughter? Remember this?
Hey, I want to tell you something, okay? And I want to leave a message for you right now. Because, again, it's 10:30 here in New York on a Wednesday. And once again, I've made an ass of myself trying to get to a phone to call you at a specific time. When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go and I make that phone call at 11 o'clock in the morning in New York, and if you don't pick up the phone, at 10 o'clock at night, and you don't even have that damn phone turned on. I want you to know something, okay? I'm tired of playing this game with you. I'm leaving this message with you to tell you, you have insulted me for the last time. You have insulted me. You don't have the brains or the decency as a human being. I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old or 11 years old or that you're a child or that your mother is a thoughtless pain in the ass who doesn't care about what you do as far as I'm concerned. You have humiliated me for the last time with this phone. And when I come out there next week, I'm going to fly out there for the day. Just to straighten you out.
Oh boy.
On this issue, I'm going to let you know just how disappointed in you I am and how angry I am with you that you've done this to me again. You've made me feel like and you've made me feel like a fool over and over and over again. And this crap you pull on me with this damn phone situation that you would never dream of doing to your mother, and you do it to me constantly and over again. I am going to get on a plane, and I'm going to come out there for the day, and I'm going to straighten your ass out when I see you. Do you understand me?
Remember this?
I'm going to really make sure you get it.
I feel like I'm in trouble.
Then I'm going to get on a plane, and I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to come home. So you better be ready Friday, the 20th, to meet with me, so I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are.
Oh.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Oh,
okay?
Ouch.
2 minutes to an 11-year-old, right? Now, he tried to defend that. I just can't remember.
Was that
in what
only two
way.
Minutes long?
It was 2 minutes.
I felt like it was 10, didn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Oh. You guys remember Pat O'Brien? He was the sportscaster. And I think he was having an affair also, right? And his.
I thought he was the. Not a sportscaster. I thought, wasn't he the one who did like the entertainment shows?
Yeah, he was a sportscaster first.
He was a sportscaster first.
And then he became like the Inside Hollywood guy.
Oh, okay. I have only known him as the Inside Hollywood guy.
And I believe this is Pat O'Brien leaving the party voicemail for his girlfriend.
You are so hot. Mm-hmm. I want you. I don't want you to suck.
Gross.
You're not even good at that.
Yeah.
You can't repeat the same thing over and over.
And it's one of those things where it depends on how, this is where if you looked good, if this was Brad Pitt doing that, yeah, you're kind of dorky, but okay, it's sexy. Pat O'Brien is gross. You know what I'm saying? If you know what it looks like, it's just nasty.
He's a creepy old man.
Think of him kissing you with that mustache of his.
Oh, disgusting.
He smells like mothballs, I think.
And again, you got to get more creative than that. You can't say the same things over and over and over. I think she's like, okay, I get it. What else?
How'd you get him off to hold still that long?
That's the only thing he knows. He's drunk.
He was hammered.
Yeah.
All right. And then there's, I think this is Jimmy Dean, the sausage dude.
Oh, no, it's not.
I think it is. Yeah.
Randy Taylor. I don't know where you people come from. I don't know if you test your products, your quantity of your products. Your products are very delicious. Love your sausage for 30-something years, but I can't take and feed a family of five on a little 12-ounce roll of sausage. I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage. But
is this somebody leaving a voicemail for Jimmy Dean?
It's calling the customer service line, remember? Okay. And he's mad because they've adjusted the packaging.
Okay.
Wait,
don't
what?
Have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll, and you got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece, a woman that's a little plump Scotch girl, and a daughter who's 13, and you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that. It ain't going to work, and I'm not going to purchase your product anymore or ever again. And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage, I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man. Jimmy Dean sausage is for Southern people to eat with the breakfast with the fried eggs and the T-bone steak.
I agree.
And I can't see going to a little 12-ounce package to feed 4, 5, 6 people.
That's funny.
And I'm not going to buy two of those 12-ounce packages just because you want to downsize and charge the same damn price. I'd sure like a reply, and I'd sure like you to go back to your 16-ounce package on your regular sausage, because I'm not going to buy it otherwise ever again. I'll just have my own damn sausage made like I used to 30-something years ago. It's not as tasty as yours is, but it'll work.
Oh, my God.
Goodbye. Little 12-ounce damn roll of sausage. Me and you, 600 pounds of men, at least. You get my point? And the two girls, and they put it in that f***ing roll of sausage. Son of a somebody needs a kick. Some little consumer geekeroid this up.
Oh,
it's
my dad.
Save money. Yeah, save money. Save money. I'm going to eat, damn it.
That's funny.
Oh, that's great.
Could you imagine getting yourself so worked up over that you actually pick up the phone and leave a two-minute message? Good morning, Liz. You're on
Q100. Good morning. Heck, well, I was calling about the Tiger Woods voicemail, but you're going to have to replay that one because I was holding it. I don't even know who that was, but that sounded funny.
You initially called to hear the Tiger Woods voicemail
yes,
again?
Yes, because I totally missed it. I was putting my son on the bus, and I haven't heard it. Please play it again for me.
Okay, here it is. Here it is.
It's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please... take your name off your phone. My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you. So if you can, please take your name off that and just have it as a number on the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. That's it. Okay, you gotta do this for me. Huge. Quickly. All right, bye.
Now, somebody with entirely too much time on their hands has made that into an R&B slow jam.
Oh, no.
Are you guys ready for this?
Yes.
Sound like an R. Kelly song?
Hey, it's Tiger.
It's just the audio from Voicemail with freaky girl sound effects in the background.
Can you take your name off your phone?
Hilarious.
My wife answered my phone and maybe call you. Take your name off your phone. You gotta do this for me. Just have it as a number. Take your name off your phone. My wife answered my phone and maybe call you. Take your name.
That's great.
You gotta do this for me. Just have it as a number.
The Burt Show.